The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to Dueling Reviews, a show where two guys sit down with one comic and we go into depth in it. We may like it, we may hate it, we may have differing opinions. This is Dueling Reviews. I'm Steven Schleicher, over there is Matthew Peterson, and this week we're taking a walk over to Baldur's Gate, Dungeons & Dragons Realm, IDW Publishing.
I can't go through the Baldur's Gate, I have to go through the Harry Gate.
Jim Zub is writing this. The art is by, I was trying to find the
Max
full page.
Dunbar.
Yeah, this is really good art. I like the art in this book a lot. It's very cartoony. Mm-hmm. Yet it's, and I guess because his art style is cartoony enough, I'm okay that so many times in this book, the close-ups are just a wash of color behind the characters. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. Normally in the past, I tend to complain that
when there's no background.
Yeah, I'd like to see a background. But in this, also a lot of this takes place in the fog, so you can also justify that you've got a washed out background and you've got these lights from the flames or whatever, the torches or street lamps illuminating the area. I just really got a kick out of this art.
I did not have quite as positive a take on it.
What were you wanting? Were you wanting like,
I don't know that I was,
you know, you were looking for
wanting
Dungeons and Dragons type stuff. I mean, just the, there's like heavy inking around the characters, or at least it's a darker outline around the characters, just made it feel cartoony to me.
Yeah, and I can definitely see that. Our main character, who I'm not entirely sure what her name is, but she gets called a name in the book, is apparently an elf.
Right, a moon elf.
She doesn't look like super, super elfy, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. But she also doesn't necessarily look consistent from panel to panel to me. Mm. So there are bits and pieces where I'm like, okay, it's clearly meant to be the same girl, and I can roll with that. But I didn't hate it. I felt like the coloring actually made up for some of the shortcomings. I was bothered by the backgrounds, and I was kind of bothered by the fact that, you know, you had these weird color washes and big purple messes in the background that were the backgrounds, which, you know, mentioning that it takes place in the fog does kind of give you maybe a rationale for that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Even so, the big reveal when we meet our hero character, he's basically on a big gray background, holding out a hamster.
Yep, because he's the hero.
Right.
And again, if you look closely, you can see that the background in this case is a textured background. It's not just flat, and it's not just a gradient. It's actually a textured background through there. So the male hero, the warrior character, is a statue brought to life by accident by this moon elf and his hamster.
Yes. And his hamster.
Okay, you gotta love that.
Do I?
Yeah.
Is it the
it's
law?
Funny. It's funny. It is the law.
He's actually pretty likable in his own way. I don't, like I say, I didn't necessarily hate the issue. I'm just kind of neutral about the whole thing.
You tend to be that way anytime the Dungeons and Dragons stuff comes up in comic book form. In the past,
it's entirely possible.
Yeah, in the past you've mentioned that you don't really care for it, and every time it's brought up, you're like, don't threaten me. That kind of stuff. So do you have something against it in in comic book form or book form or audio drama form?
I think what it comes down to for me is that Dungeons and Dragons...
You have no love in your heart?
Are you done? Because I understand how much you relish being me and poking at you while I'm you. And I don't want to get in the way of your enjoyment because you joyfully poking at me with my own words. I mean, yes. Nothing in the world could be finer. But
yes.
In my role as Stephen, I will say this. Dungeons and Dragons to me is a role-playing game. So if I'm going to play Dungeons and Dragons, I want to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come up with a character and do cool things with a character. What it really comes down to is I'm not a high fantasy guy. And, you know, Tolkien ruined it for me because I've said this before. As a comic book reader, I am conditioned to believe you read issue one, you read issue two, you read issue three. When I was in high school, or actually middle school, they said, hey, there's these cool books and they have these things and here's the first one. And I'm like, chronologically, the first one is the Silmarillion. So I tried to slog through the Silmarillion. Well, and it took me about a year and a half.
That's just your fault for reading it wrong.
It's not, first of all, anybody's fault. Second of all, if something can be read wrong, there's something wrong with what's being read. Uh-huh. So in this issue, wait, different show.
Well, I'm just curious. So any high fantasy stuff you don't care for?
That's not necessarily true.
But what did you just say?
I said I'm not a high fantasy guy.
Oh, okay.
However, there are high fantasy stories that I really, really like. You know what one of my favorite stories is?
Dungeons and Dragons, the movie?
You know the Dragonlance story?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Raistlin and his twin brother, Caramello?
Yeah.
And they have their fighty-fighty, and they gather their you know, fellowship of nine, and one of their fighters just happens to be a really fit barbarian waitress who, when we first meet her, crashes somebody over the head with a glass, and that's how we find out that she's an excellent fighter. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Uh-huh.
There's also this story called Critical Hit. It's about a young nerd who comes from the Eladrin worlds, right? And he meets up with these really cool guys, one who's giant and suave. Well,
that's different, though, because that is role-playing game, though, in that sense.
Right. And that's kind of the thing. I mean, when I'm in a Dungeons & Dragons setting, I have ideas on what I want a character to be.
Right.
And there's a cliche of you all meet in a tavern. This issue is, for all intents and purposes, a full tilt runaway, you all meet in a tavern.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, and you know, you can do that well. I mean, the first episode of Doctor Who in 2005 is basically a full tilt runaway, you all meet in a tavern.
Right.
Because Rose is like, what's going on? Weird thing. Crazy big eared bald guy runs in and says, hi, I'm the doctor, run for your life.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel the same exhilaration here, although... Don't get me wrong. I liked the big bald guy and his hamster.
Mm-hmm.
I like that whole bit where he may or may not be really alive and he's clearly not all there and
right. Doesn't
speak well. And then we get to the end of the issue and there's two more characters who pop up for a minute, one of whom is clearly a halfling. Whatever is going on here, issue one is not to me a really good introduction to the world. Because it's all about we don't know the character's name, the silver haired girl.
Yeah, she introduces herself. She's talking, I think, to one of the guards. She says that she's so and so.
Where?
Let me find it.
Now he calls her by a name.
Yeah, a different name. But she corrects him at some point. We know what her name is.
He's like, her name is Neera, and she's like,
she says, I don't know who sent you after me, but I bet they didn't tell you that I'm Delina, the wild mage. My soul is filled to the brim with powerful and unpredictable magic might. And then she unleashes her magic dragons upon the stone golems.
What? Now, here's the thing.
Well, Jim's and the other thing, too, is if, you know, you're saying you like your Dungeons and Dragons stuff to be role playing and everything, strip off all the things that have to do with Dungeons and Dragons. And it's just then a high fantasy tale set in this place called Baldur's Gate. Now, you know, the fact that it is Dungeons and Dragons, there's a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, who are familiar with Baldur's Gate. There's expansion sets, there's tales that take place in Baldur's Gate. The heck, there's an iPad app that's that takes place in Baldur's Gate, which is really a cool game that you should check out. So I don't know. To me, it's, you know, elf fighter goblins, fighty fighty chase chase. It's high action.
Yeah, and it's something where I don't know. It's not, like I said, it's not a bad comic. It just doesn't necessarily interest me when I come into it, because
no, that's fine. I'm just trying to figure out where
really
you're coming from
about her. I think what really kind of bothers me is the expectation. At one point, she does a prismatic spray. Which is a low level, well, I say illusionist. They don't have illusionists anymore. It's not AD&D anymore, Matthew. Stop thinking about AD&D. It's not 1991. Shut up. But yeah, it's a low level spell. And it's something that I think that if you're really into Dungeons and Dragons, you'll go, oh, cool. I know that. But for me, I think they're really going to try and use the rules and the spell books and the existing things to tell the story. Zub is a good writer. I mean, he may do amazing stuff with it. Skull Kickers is another book that I didn't think was going to appeal to me. I liked it.
Yeah, but see, that's also one that's essentially Dungeons and Dragons without the name Dungeons and Dragons on the cover.
Absolutely. Some of my favorite books are essentially Dungeons and Dragons without the name Dungeons and Dragons. So this book was just kind of neutral to me. There's nothing about it that I really felt leapt out and made me love it. It's not like I hate it. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it. I didn't necessarily think that the art was outstanding. I thought that the story had a little too much runny kind of Deadpool wacky. I'm a hamster. Hi, get in the flight.
Well, and so this character, though, I think has appeared in some previous books from IDW, because he's a character, apparently from the way everything is being described, as one that people should recognize and know if they've read some of these series before. It says it's...
Is this his origin?
No, I don't think this is his origin. And in fact, it just says, like on the back cover, it says Minsk is back and he's got a new quest.
Minsk is back with a brand new edition.
Yeah, so it's almost like this is a character that people have seen before. And there's a statue erected to him, so he must have done something to fight them.
Minsk is a fictional character in the Baldur's Gate series of Dungeons and Dragons.
There you go.
Oh, he's from the role-playing video games from BioWare.
Well, there you go.
Well, that makes sense. Baldur's Gate is a video game. Duh! So, yes, he's a hamster.
Yep.
A giant, miniature giant space hamster. Okay, so that does make a little more sense in that if we're expected to maybe come in knowing who Minsk is, or you have the ability to go and dig and find out who Minsk is, that's different to me. Because if a Dungeons and Dragons campaign just starts out and you've got five guys, you know, and you've got one girl who wants to be the fighter and one girl who wants to be the ranger, and you've got Steven who wants to be the elfy elf, sometimes it's hard to get into a bunch of characters all at once. So, yeah, I can definitely see, especially if he's voiced by Darkwing Duck, but I can definitely see where knowing who this character is coming in will probably help.
And maybe. I mean, I don't know. He's, to me, generic, crazy, silly fighter guy. And that's fine by me.
Crazy, silly fighter guy. You know, be careful, because some of my bread is buttered on that side, man.
Oh, no. I totally heard Sir Brinson's voice in this whole thing.
Aha! So,
yeah, no, seriously. You go back and reread that in Brinson's voice, and it totally sounds exactly like that. And that's, you know, this character. So, you know, to me, I don't like a story that's like starts at the beginning with this person. You know, this book could have easily started with our moon elf on the moon or wherever the hell she comes from, well, being put upon a quest to go to Baldur's Gate to go do something. And at the end of issue one, we're introduced to the bad guy, and the bad guy sicks some stone golems, monsters on her. And then we pick up an issue two. Well, then a lot of that mystery is gone. And I kind of like being dropped in the middle of a fight. So we're kind of like, what is this about? And we're kind of introduced to the world and the fact that, you know, the book does talk about what Baldur's Gate is and how it was formed. We don't know why there are monsters chasing after us. So that mystery then is leading the reader down to say, hey, keep reading because there's going to be something coming up. And then, of course, she stumbles onto this character of Minsk that everybody apparently knows. Apparently. I mean, I don't, but it didn't really bother me.
Face my hamster's wrath.
Yeah, so I mean, I liked it. I mean, I didn't hate it. You know, would it be better to know a little bit more who these characters are? Maybe, but it doesn't really matter at this point in the story for a first issue.
There's a lot of purple in this issue.
Yeah,
a lot of purple.
It takes place at night. That's kind of a twilighty kind of a color to use.
They're probably shooting day for night using a purple filter.
No, it's a twilighty time.
Twilighty time.
Yeah. that tends to be kind of the thing that happens at twilight.
That was just funny. I don't know why that was funny, but it was. All right, then.
So for me, I thought the book was interesting. I liked it. I for what it was, and I don't think it was trying to be anything other than exactly what it claims to be. A Dungeons and Dragons.
Kind of a Dungeons and Dragons.
Adventure. Exactly. Exactly. And that sells. You got to be honest with you. There's people out there who pick this up only because it has Dungeons and Dragons on the cover. There's a lot of people that are going to pick it up because it has this hamster that says go for the eyes on the cover. There's a lot of people that are going to pick it up because they recognize a character. Right. So I think from that standpoint, I think it's successful. I think this is a successful book. You've got a good writer on there in the form of Jim Zub who interjects a lot of humor into the story.
Yes.
And does it in a way that draws you through the book from beginning to end. I like the art. I'm not, because it takes place at night and in the fog, I'm not bothered by the plain backgrounds. Other times I most certainly would be bothered by a plain background. This time I'm a lot more forgiving in that. And I say I like it. I say go check it out.
All right. I say I didn't necessarily care for it. And I would be careful if you are not necessarily someone who really digs the Dungeons and Dragons or knows the Baldur's Gate. Having read a lot of comics, I have a pretty high tolerance for a comic that's just kind of an okay, well, I read that and it happened comic. And that's kind of where this is. There's nothing bad about this book. And if there's something that will endear it to you, then absolutely check it out. If not, it may be kind of a skip or hold it for the bottom of the pile when you've gotten all the way through your new Silver Surfer issue for kind of thing. So,
all right, there you go.
All right.
Coming out next week let's see. I'm looking here. They've got their dates a little wanky here.
Let's see.
29th is next week, October 29th, 2014. Fire and Stone number 2 from Dark Horse Comics, Blade the Immortal trade paperback, Captain Midnight number 16, Conan the Avenger number 7, Deep Gravity number 4. I wonder,
Gravity can't be deep.
I think that's probably a game spin-off.
It's one of the metaphors.
I think it's a game thing. I was just thinking of Gravity. My son and I really enjoy, my oldest son, really enjoy Gravity Falls, the Disney cartoon series.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you watched the Sandra Bullock movie.
No, we haven't watched that yet.
Nor am I. I've heard it's good.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to see if they could do a good Gravity Falls comic book. Problem is, it would the comic book would probably come out more often than the new episodes show up on Disney.
Well, you'd almost have to.
I don't understand.
If a season on Disney is 8 episodes.
I don't understand that. Phineas and Ferb was the same way and probably still is the same way, but it's like once a month you get a new episode and then they run that episode into the ground. And yet the series are super popular and people and fans want more. Yet Disney's like, no, you have no more. No soup for you.
No.
Let's see.
Like it.
Gru versus Conan number 4 comes out next week. Massive 28. Now that is based on the video game.
The Massive?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say there was a Gru versus Conan video game.
That would be pretty awesome.
I would totally play Gru.
DC Comics next week has Batman Eternal number 30. Earth 2 Worlds In number 4. Harley Quinn number 5 gets a second printing. The Harley Quinn Annual gets an international edition. That's a $6 book right there. Mm-hmm. Justice League United. Is next week a fifth week?
I think it is, yeah. Next week would be the fifth, yeah, because it's the third payday of the month.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, definitely. So next week is going to be a slim week then for many publishers because, well, it's the fifth week in a month. And apparently they don't know how to plan for weekly releases 52 weeks a year.
Slim and, well, and they do skip weeks. I mean,
they do. And this, and it looks like, at least from DC Comics, we're getting a lot of annuals next week. Justice League Dark Annual number 2, Justice League United Annual number 1. The new 52 Futures In stuff continues since that's weekly. Sensation Comics featuring Wonder Woman number 3 comes out next week. Oh man, if only they would have released it this week during our Wonder Woman week.
Oh man.
We could have done something with that.
We could have retroactively covered it.
Yeah, and also Wonder Woman 35 comes out next week. So there you go. Next week should have been well. IDW Publishing also has a small listing here. They have the Cartoon Network Super Secret Crisis War number 5. Oh, and I've got a whole stack of these that Diamond Comics sent me. These fall 2014 sampler comics they're giving away for free. A lot of cool stuff in this from a bunch of different publishers. Some of the stuff you've probably read before. A lot of it is just reprints of first issues and those kinds of things, like Rachel Rising and that kind of stuff. But then there's some little things like I talked about it on Finally Friday last week, and I don't have it readily accessible, but it's essentially a kid's coloring book featuring a little seahorse character. And oh, cool. I don't know who the publisher is behind that one, but it looks like a lot of fun for the kids. So I think there's almost like 20 books total that they're giving away for free next week.
Wow.
And I think it's almost like a second free comic book day. It's pretty cool. You go check it out.
That would be cool.
Check with your local comic book shop and see if they're participating in that, or seeing if you can buy up a bunch of them to give away to trick-or-treaters, because they do. You got to be a little careful because one of them is the Afterlife with Archie number 1.
Oh, don't give that to trick-or-treaters.
And some of them are cut down small, you know, so you can easily slip them into the buckets for the little children's or the big children's.
Children's do like comics, I found.
That's interesting, you know, because as a kid, if I was expecting candy and I showed up and someone gave me like a toothbrush, I'd probably come back and toilet paper that guy's house. Same way with comic books. I probably would be mad that it's like, what the F? A comic book? An Archie comic book? Are you serious?
It depends on what kind of comic book.
Well, most of them.
I mean,
that,
it's Archie comic.
In the past, Archie has been the one that has come out with the Sonics and the Archie and the Jughead little digest to give away.
I think that I would prefer to rot children's minds than their teeth.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but as a kid, though, I'm saying from the other side.
Well, I was never a kid.
I would be like, come on, man. I'd be ringing their doorbell and pulling out one of my fake rubber knives and saying, make with the giant size Snicker bars, old man, or I'm going to stick ya.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how important candy was to me as a kid.
All right.
Because I never got it, ever.
I'm terrified of you right now. You should know this.
I said it was a rubber knife.
Well, that doesn't... No.
Image Comics has Black Science number 10 coming out next week. Cutter number 4, Low number 4, Morning Glory Deluxe Hardcover Volume 3. That's a $50 book.
Is that book still coming out?
Yeah, it is. Just started up again. I think they were on a break, but I think the new issue just came out like a week or so ago.
Oh, wow.
The Rasputin number 1 comes out from Image Comics. I don't know what that's about. Sounds interesting. Let's try it.
Rasputin.
The Roche Limit number 2 comes out, or Roche Limit. Roche Limit. Saga number 24, Savage Dragon 199. Oh, my gosh. When 200 hits, we're going to have to read that one, Matthew.
Are we?
Yep. Southern Bastards number 5. Thought Bubble Anthology 2014 number 4. And Umbral number 10 come out next week from Image Comics. Marvel Comics has All New X-Men 33, Amazing Spider-Man number 4, second printing, 5 second printing, 6 second printing.
Oh, somebody already called the Rasputin, darn it.
Oh, okay. Axis Carnage number 1.
Ooh.
I thought we were supposed to. Oh yeah, did somebody already call that Hobgoblin one that was out this week? Okay, is somebody doing Axis Carnage or Axis Revolutions?
I'm pretty sure it's Carnage.
Oh yeah, because there's that character Carnage.
So let's do
I thought maybe with this Marvel Disney merger that maybe Don Carnage was going to come out as the villain.
Oh my gosh!
Wouldn't that be funny?
You're terrifying.
I am Don Carnage. Oh, hello. I'm Don Carnage.
Hello.
I love that guy.
My name is Don Carnage.
So good. Death of Wolverine, Logan Legacy number 3. Death of Wolverine, Deadpool, and Captain America number 1. Death of Wolverine number 2, second printing. They're trying to get this Death of Wolverine down everybody's throats.
Well, Wolverine's dead.
Deathlok number 1. Elektra number 7. Fantastic Four number 12. Figment number 1 gets a third printing. Guardians of the Galaxy number 30. Hawkeye versus Deadpool number 0 gets a second printing.
Hawkeye what?
Hawkeye versus Deadpool number 0 gets a second printing next week.
Oy.
Howard the Duck Omnibus hardcover comes out. That is a $100 book.
Oh!
That is a $100 book, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it all of them?
I believe it's everything. I believe it's... or who was it? Jerry Ordway that created him?
No.
Who?
Steve Gerber,
sorry.
There were 32
I think it's his entire run.
Gerber did 32, and then there were a couple more, and then there was a miniseries that Gerber did in like 1999 that was...
I think it's all of his stuff. I'd have to go back and look. Inhuman number 7, Iron Man, Epic Collection, Trade Paperback, Golden Avenger. It's $35. Let's see. Nova number 22.
Doodah.
Thunderbolts number 32.
Oh, doo-doo-da.
Wolverine and the X-Men. Wait a minute. It can't be no Wolverine and the X-Men number 11 next week. Wolverine's dead.
Shit. Well, there's 5 other Wolverines now.
Oh, that's right. Because you know what? There's a whole series coming up. There's a series coming up called Wolverines.
Wolverines!
Yeah.
Stay gold, Pony Boy.
Yeah. From the rest of the publishers next week. Adventure Time number 33, Alice Cooper number 1. That's the rare Virgin David Mac cover.
Oh. Okay.
That's a $50 book if you're interested in that.
I actually liked Alice Cooper number 1.
But now you can get the rare Virgin David Mac cover for $50.
I don't want
bucks.
Any of those things, but...
You can get the all-new Soulfire number 8. You can find Archer and Armstrong number 25. You can find Archie 1,000-page comics celebration trade paperback, 1,000-page comics, for $15. That can't be right.
That's
Atomic Robo and the Knights of the Golden Circle number 5 comes out next week. That's an awesome series. Attack on Titan, No Regrets. What else do we have? Beast Commandos number 1.
I have a cat who won't go away.
Bob's Burgers number 3. Brass Sun number 6. Bunker number 7. Mm-hmm. Caliban number 1.
Caliban.
Let's see. The Complete Peanuts hardcover box set. There's a whole bunch of them that come out next week.
Wow.
There's a new printing of the first volume. The 1950 to 1952 set is $29.99, and then it goes $53.54, $93.94, $50.54, $53-$54, and then a $91.94 is the brand new box set.
A lot going
for
on.
For $60. A lot of peanuts.
50
there.
To 54 are some good strips. Those still are
shummy. Yeah. That's the one where it's like, those are the times when peanuts were the best. 40 years later, man, not so much.
Steven.
Critical hit number 2. I'm just saying, I do not think, and I've said it before, I do not think 40-year-old peanut stories, the ones that took place in the 90s, were any good. The stuff in the 50s, great. Biting. Stuff in the 90s,
Well, Dolly Madison really did dumb him down. It's the singers.
Yep. Critical hit number 2 comes out next week. Dark Gods number 1.
Dark Gods.
The Death-Defying Dr. Mirage number 1 gets a second printing next week. Doctor Who.
With good reason. That was a good book, too.
Doctor Who, the 11th Doctor number 4 comes out. Doodle Jump number 4 comes out. Did you buy that for your daughter, the Doodle Jump?
No.
Oh, okay. Dread Uprise number 1, Face Value number 2. Let's see what else we got. We got a whole bunch of Grim Fairy Tale books coming out next week. Gold Digger Halloween Special 2014. Someday we will review a Gold Digger book.
Yep.
As soon as they send us a copy.
But not today.
No.
Maybe we can go and redo the Ninja High School.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we've ever done that one.
I know, but we should. Especially the episode that has Sun Vulcan in it. That's a good one.
I play the bad guy number one, the Matthew Peterson story.
Hey.
John Carpenter's Asylum trade paperback comes out.
I am the wacky neighbor.
Justice Inc. number 3. That's a 50. Wow. The rare Ross Virgin Art Edition. $50.
Yeah, I think when they say Virgin Art Edition, I think they are like special cardstock covers with no additional stuff, no logos, no nothing.
And it's probably, yeah. But $50, holy cow.
For a comic, I know.
Yeah. I could see it as a collection if it was a big old fat collection of, you know, several hundred pages.
I might pay $50 for like an Avengers 58.
I might pay $50 for an original Alex Ross piece of art. I think a lot of people would pay $50 for Alex Ross art and then turn around and sell it for $50,000.
Necessarily so much.
You could turn around and sell it for $50,000.
I don't think I could. No.
Noir thriller set, broadcast, and family ties. No idea what that means. Noir thriller set, broadcast, and family ties.
Well, Family Ties. I don't think
it's that. Although, if that was a comic book with Alex P. Keaton and Effie and cool. what was his dumb friend's name?
Skippy. Skippy Handelman. Yes.
Yeah. Phantom number 1 comes out. Rachel Rising number 29. Sally of the Wastelands number 4. Shadow Midnight Moscow number 5.
Midnight
Simpsons over Comics
Moscow.
Explosion number 1. Sonic Boom number 1. Steampunk Halloween 2014. True Stories number 1. Uber number 19. Walt Disney Donald Duck hardcover box set just under $50.
Wow.
$49.99. So there you go.
Are we old or did comics get expensive?
Comics continue to get expensive. Although if you listen to Scott Snyder, he saved us all from having to pay us, what is it? $5 for Batman, $6 for Batman. For how long? I don't know, but those are the books coming out next week. Did you have a chance before I called you to check out this new Avengers Age of Ultron trailer that's up on the site?
I did not. No.
Ooh, looks pretty good.
Does it have Ultron in it?
Yeah, now see, what happened was earlier today it accidentally leaked online. I don't know if it accidentally leaked online. Disney was going around telling people to take it down, and the Marvel Studios Twitter feed, their comment was, damn it, Hydra! And now, Marvel Entertainment YouTube channel, they've got the whole thing up. I commend them, because the big thing last night was stick around to the end of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a big special announcement and surprise thing. And the big special surprise announcement was, hey, next week after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you get to watch this trailer for Age of Ultron.
Right.
And then it kind of leaked today. But I commend Marvel for not just saying, dang it, we're going to still keep it all hush-hush and try to shut down all these leaked ones that keep popping up all around the internet, and just saying, you know what? Screw you guys. We're going to put it up anyway and make you other people who are trying to get hits off of us lose those hits, because we're going to have the high-quality version.
There you go. Roll it. Yeah. I mean, that's how you should handle a leak.
Yeah, it should just be, okay, fine, here it is. We will learn in the future not to put things on servers until we're ready to put them on servers.
Exactly. It's the you want to play for real, huh, Seymour theory public relations.
Looks pretty good. Can't wait to see Spider-Man playing Ultron.
Spider-Man.
It's going to be good. Ultron looks pretty wicked and evil in here.
Interesting.
It seems it feels very definite. It feels like there's a definite ending to what's going on in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And everybody dies.
Now, see, that's the problem, though. They've been hinting that somebody's going to die, but we know it's not Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man character. Hawkeye is not dying. Right. With the push this week from up above at Marvel saying, I want a Marvel female superhero character, and I want her now. I doubt it. We're going to see Black Widow is going to bite it.
Yeah.
So that leaves Hulk, which people treat Hulk, you know, in movies like trash. We can make him go away and bring him back anytime we want. And Thor. And that's about it, right? I mean, Captain America, they're not going to kill him off.
They're not going to kill Cap. You know, they could kill.
Who?
Nick Fury.
His contract, I think he's got like, he had an 11 movie deal. And I think his goes for maybe two more movies. So I don't know.
Hard to say.
It would be an easy character to kill, although they tried to do that in Captain America Winter Soldier and they didn't do it.
Well, they failed.
I know. He pulled out his badge and he threw it at the judge and walked out of the courtroom.
I haven't seen the Winter Soldier.
And then he and John Travolta went driving down the street together into
then
the sunset.
They shot Marvin in the head. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So please, pretty please, with sugar on top, clean the freaking car.
Yeah. All right, everybody. I think that wraps it up for this installment of Doolin Reviews. Thank you for downloading and listening. And if you want to help us out, head over to majorspoilers.com. And a couple of ways you can help us out. If you're going to buy something from Amazon, use the Amazon banner. Click on that. You'll take you right over to Amazon. Buy your stuff. The price is going to be the same. A little bit comes our way and helps us keep the lights on and keeps the hamster running in the cage so that the server can continue to run. If you're looking for some Major Spoilers merchandise, we do have a store. There's a little store button up there. You can get t-shirts and you can get dice bags and flasks and all sorts of cool things. Or if you want to be really cool and really help us out, you'll join up on the member site, members.majorspoilers.com. A little small monthly contribution. So people are like, well, what is this? It is the equivalent to Patreon without us bugging you every couple of days saying, hey, now you owe us more money, or once a month, now you owe us more money. You just set up your account. A small amount comes out every month, $2, $5, or $10 a month.
Yep.
But on the plus side, some of the stretch goals have already been unlocked in that we've got the Finally Friday show, which is a direct result of our contributors.
There you go.
But you also get other bonus stuff. Matthew and I this month have the bonus tracks, which is us providing commentary to the movie Labyrinth this week. And I think we've got about 12 other movies coming up. We also have up on the members only site, all of our gold VIP members, the $10 and up members. They get a chat with us in a special live chat that takes place once a month.
Hey, for
free
December,
artwork, critical
can we
hit
do
stuff,
a Christmas
all sorts of
story?
Stuff. A Christmas story.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because we can do the double Ralphie. And then people can play it while they watch it 24 times in a row.
Well, but see, then we'd
TNT.
Have to do it where the dang commercials are in place. That's what would make it tough. Because
just
people
pause
are gonna,
us.
No, don't pause us.
Okay,
because I don't remember what else, because there's other stuff that's cut out of that movie that's not in the TNT broadcast.
There is, yeah, there's some stuff cut out.
So people are going to be lost.
I didn't say fudge.
Yeah. No, yeah. I use that all the time. It's great. So yes, please, become a Major Spoilers VIP. Get some cool stuff, including some Critical Hit Munchkin cards. If you like to play the card game Munchkin, now we have our own Critical Hit expansion set. This is for all of our $2 members and higher, our bronze members and higher. You can cut these out, put them on some blank cards from Steve Jackson Games, shuffle them into your deck, and have your very own critical hit experience in the dungeon.
Critical.
It's really cool. What's his name? Alex? I think it's Alex. Diacon? I know that's his last name.
I believe it is, yeah.
Does some phenomenal work.
Oh my gosh.
And it is cool. And you'll want to go check it out.
Even though he no sells the duck.
Yeah.
Never no sell the duck.
Yeah. So actually, all those cards were created by listeners. People who listen to the Munchkin Land podcast contributed all of those ideas.
Oh, did they no sell the duck?
Yeah, they did all this stuff.
Okay, I'm going to need names and addresses.
Well, go look in the Munchkin Land comics section because that's where they put them up. And then, so what we did is
Magnolia Fan 99.
What happened was we had listeners contribute their ideas and suggestions for creating the Critical Hit set, and there were a whole bunch of them in the comment section. And then Rob went through and narrowed it down to like 15 cards that he thought would work, and then I don't know if he play tested it or what he did. And then we sent those off to Alex. Let me double check and make sure I've got his name right. because I really hate.
I believe it is Alex Diakon. That sounds right.
And so then he arted it all up, and then we formatted them and printed them out, and here they are, and they're cool.
And if we're wrong about your name, Alex Diakon, send us an email at podcast@majorspoiler.com. Yeah,
I'm sure he will.
And we'll put in a retraction next week that your real name is Reginald.
Yeah, there you go. Well, his online is Slag Lantern, I think, is what his thing is. So you may have known him from other places.
Oh, I don't know anybody.
What?
The last person I knew online was George Carlin, and he died in 2007. Yeah.
Alex Diakon or Diachon?
Diakon, I would say.
Yep.
Diaclone. Yep. Yeah, there you go. Like the original
Staplemaster. That's his Staplemaster. STPLMSTR.deviantart.com is where you can go see his art. Again, we thank him for doing that. It was really great. He's done some other art for us on some Critical Hit articles that Rodrigo has written and those kinds of things. And, speaking of Critical Hit, that happened. If you don't know what I'm talking about, start from the beginning. You got plenty of time.
You got time. Yep.
Yep.
There's probably 355 hours of Critical Hit.
Yeah, and I really appreciate everybody who has commented and shared their thoughts, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy everything that we do at MajorSpoilers.com, because that's what we do to entertain you. A lot of good stuff over at the website, a lot of good stuff in the members-only site. Go check it out, and next week we'll come back and we'll read some more Baldur's Gate. Until then, take care and read more comics.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2014.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.